This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. The venue that survived Van Halen, as well as the full power of Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas in their prime, not to mention one of the biggest on-court brawls in NBA history, gets its last dance this weekend with the Demolition Crew. The Palace of Auburn Hills, an iconic spot for so many Michiganders, hosted nearly three decades of Pistons games, including three world championships. And can we talk about that amazing Janet Jackson show that you and your bestie went to back in 1990? The Palace has not been used for events since 2017. Several deals to revive its operations have all fallen through. The Pistons owner, Tom Goris, and Livonia's Shostak brothers are getting ready to dynamite the main structure this weekend and redevelop the site as office buildings and R&D industrial space. Rod Beard is the Pistons beat writer for the Detroit News, and he joins us now. Rod, welcome back to Stateside.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity.
What memories do you have of the Palace?
I just remember the last season where it's different when you feel like you're moving out of an old house and it just doesn't feel suitable anymore. The Palace always felt like it was still one of the top third or top quarter of the arenas in the country, even in that last season, because Tom Goris had put some additional money into getting a new, bigger scoreboard, getting some of the seats refurbished. So it just never felt like it was out of date. It was just time to get a newer and cleaner thing or bigger facility. But for what the Palace was, even in the final year, and it had been around for 30 years, it was still one of the better arenas around the league.
For sure. You must have gone to countless games there. Did you ever see a show at the Palace?
Yeah, I think I did see that same Janet Jackson show at the Palace as well. And just some of the other ones. But it was beautiful for and the setup was very good for concerts as well as sporting events. And the thing to remember is that it wasn't just the Pistons. I mean, the Vipers were there, the Shock were there, the Indoor Soccer League. I mean, it just any number of things you could go to the Palace and see. And arena football as well.
Sure. When the Pistons left the Palace circa 2017, 2018, the move opened the door for the team to be part of the downtown renaissance. But a lot of fans and even some players felt kind of blue about it. I know Rasheed Wallace kind of has said that he thinks it, you know, it was a mistake to leave when they did. Do you know how Bill Davidson saw the move?
I think it would have been for him kind of returning to, I think he was more interested in moving to the suburbs and providing a different opportunity for people, even in the choice to leave Joe Louis Arena when the Red Wings were going there and his decision to go to the Silverdome, which just absolutely was not built for basketball at all. He would rather have gone there for a decade until the Palace got built and then, kind of start up with that. So I don't think going back to Detroit and being in the inner city of Detroit was necessarily what he would have wanted. But I mean, you have to give Bill Davidson credit too for financing all of the building of that pub through private funds and not taking a tax break in order to do it or taxpayer money to do it either.
For sure. I mean, the Palace would have had its place in history for that if absolutely nothing else. We hear, and I think you mentioned too, that the building was still in reasonably good shape when it fell out of use. Is it disappointing to you that no one's found something to do with it?
Well, I think they will. The Tom Goris ownership group will find a park, a business park to make out of it. And they'll do fine in financially from that. But it was always just really weird the way that it was placed out in Auburn Hills, that there was always the intention that they were going to build restaurants or something near it to make it a little bit more accessible and friendly. Because if you went before a game, there weren't bars or restaurants or other things to do around the Palace. You kind of had to stop off in Troy or somewhere else before you got there in order to enjoy yourself before a game. And then even after, there weren't things that were on Lapeer Road or really close by that you could just go and say, hey, after the game, I'm just going to go and have dinner with some friends or just hang out with some friends. That wasn't really there very close to the Palace. You again had to drive a little bit further out to get those amenities.
How do you think the move back to the city has worked out for the Pistons?
I think financially, I think they've at least broke even, because although there are fewer fans because the Pistons haven't realized that success yet, the ticket prices are a little bit higher, and they got what they wanted in terms of better suites and higher ticket prices for a newer arena, which you would expect. That there is this idea that less is sometimes more. And so there are several clubs within the Little Caesars Arena. And so for a lot of fans, it goes back to what Palace was for a little bit. It was Star Central, and it was folks who wanted to go to the game as an event, not necessarily as a sporting event, but as a social event. And you can hang out in the various clubs that are there and enjoy some beverage, enjoy some food, hang out with people, and not necessarily just be glued to watching the game. It's an entertainment experience on top of the basketball game.
Do you think we've seen the last of privately funded arenas?
I think so. And for that reason, that people see that it's an entertainment complex where you can have concerts. And now in the Little Caesars case, that it is outdoor concerts that you can have, because there's so much room around the arena in that neighboring space that you can have an outdoor concert if you wanted to. They've already had a basketball function there, which is a 3-on-3 tournament that they had last summer. So they're making use of that outdoor space and making it more of a community space. Even in the Pistons practice facility that they built in Midtown, it's the same sort of thing. There's a plum market there, and they want to make that a community space where people can come in and do some shopping if they want, and they can make use of that more than just this. There's a barrier around it, but you can feel free to come in and grab some groceries. There's a fitness center that's also in there that the public can use and have access. So, I mean, it's more than just, hey, it's walled off from everyone and you can only come for games or you can only come for events. The practice facility is an example of one that it's a piece of the community. You can go in and do different things there any day of the week.
I mean, I guess this is the $64,000 question, but I do wonder if any kind of financial model for arenas is going to hold up past the COVID era.
Yeah, it's everything's up in the air with that. You just don't know how the stock market's going to react, how real estate's going to react, how we can recover from this in any kind of short term or long term period, even of how this is going to work. And we're seeing that even when there are no sports, you can play the games there. But again, everybody's in it to make money. And if you don't have fans and you're not selling concessions and parking, then it's going to cut into your revenue.
Are you going to watch the demolition this weekend?
I think I will. I think I'll tune into it and kind of see how that all works. And it's not in a sad sort of way, but again, it was something that had been around for so long. And if you've been to a lot of events there, then you know just how special that place was. And even during the Pistons time when they were in their heyday and winning championships, again, it was the place to be. That Anita Baker was there. Tommy Hearns was there. You couldn't get a ticket. You had to know someone to be able to get a ticket and go in there. So there is some of that fondness, but it as things go, it's just time and you have to move on to the next thing.
You know, there was so much criticism of the Palace's location in Auburn Hills. Basically, if you lived in the northern suburbs, it was great, but it was hard to get to for everybody else with not a lot of amenities around. Do you think that location played a role in the Palace's downfall?
Well, I think it's just that the Tom Goris group and the new ownership group, that was their main focus, was to get the Pistons back downtown. So even though the Palace was in good shape, they looked at the finances of it. And the altruistic sort of motive was just get the Pistons in a position where they can be the city's team and a public team, that they can have that community use. And I think that's what they saw in the tea leaves, was that it wasn't going to be that. There wasn't going to be a big entertainment district around there. And that's why they decided to make the move.
Rod Beard writes about the Pistons for the Detroit News. Rod, thank you so much for talking with us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me back.